You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We're going to have a great conversation today with Heather DeSantis, who is the founder of Publicity for Now and Press Demand. This is definitely a millennial who is going to talk to us about how to use journalism and PR to help businesses thrive in California. So welcome, Heather.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. And I'm just down the way in San Diego, too.
Excellent. Excellent. So we're catching you on the fly here, right?
Yes. So the life of an entrepreneur. I'm at a coffee shop today.
Good. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about what you have learned valuable about PR and journalism in making a business thrive.
Yeah, so I think as business owners, so often we're focused on what we're selling, that we lose focus on the solution and why we even created the business to begin with. So as a business owner, it's imperative to kind of become more than what you sell. Become valuable to your community and kind of give away the keys for free, if you will, and share as much value so people start trusting you. So if you're a local business in California, you really need to start sharing valuable content with the media. So for example, we know right now that it's November and Small Business Saturday is coming up. So everyone's going to be focusing on supporting local. But using that as leverage, it gives small businesses a great opportunity to stand out and then also give advice for other small business owners too. I think as business owners, we are so often in the weeds that we don't follow the news or trending topics to be relevant. And as a business owner, if you would allow yourself to become an expert in your industry, not only will it allow you to provide more content and conversation in an interview, but it will give you more confidence as a business owner trying to make a difference and make a sale.
So as a small business owner, a medium-sized business owner, what should they be using to communicate with people digitally?
So first and foremost, we need to look at who is your consumer. So who is your consumer? Is it a mother, a father? Is it someone with a business? You first have to understand who your consumer is to then get an understanding of where your buyer is. So that's really the first. Now in the LA market, there are so many bloggers and social media influencers who can really move the needle for a small business.
So, well, when you say there's a lot of people like that in LA, so they're out there, how would one get to use them?
So there's a couple of different ways. You could first just do an easy Google search, top bloggers in LA. Normally what happens is people will put keywords in their website. So you should have a couple pages that pop up of bloggers. The second place to search is Instagram. Generally speaking, there will be a trending hashtag. So LA blogger, Los Angeles blogger, Orange County blogger, that you could then start cultivating a list.
Okay.
In addition to that, the other thing too is a lot of times there are meetup groups for bloggers. So I would always figure out where are they meeting and what upcoming events are there that you can go to just to develop an authentic relationship first.
All right. So now we've contacted a blogger. Mm-hmm. What would we do as a business owner?
So there's a couple of different things. It depends. I would say first and foremost, what's the price point of your product? Is it something that you could have someone experience for free? Maybe your local hairstylist, maybe you're a business consultant. Consider asking them for coffee. Asking them, hey, I read your website, you're local. Would you be open to interviewing me? Would you be open to experiencing my company for a review because I know you have such a loyal group of followers. Starting that conversation. And anytime you're going to be interviewed, you have to make sure that you are sharing more than the price and product you're selling. You have to share information that's going to improve the listener or consumer. So that's really important to make sure.
All right. So would you be willing to interview me? Now, I assume that you can do that with bloggers. You can do that with people doing podcasts.
Absolutely. Podcasts. Podcasts are really, I would say, up and coming. There was a research that stated in the new year, a lot of companies are going to be spending advertising money on podcasts.
Mm.
And when we look at downloads, podcasts are performing really well for businesses.
Mm.
So you can certainly go to iTunes and find podcasts that are your favorites. If you go to Google, you can find amazing articles and roundups of different podcasts as well.
Mm-hmm. And so now, here's a business owner. He has contacted a blogger or a podcaster, and they've agreed to interview him. What should the business owner plan on doing?
So I always like to make sure, first and foremost, that there's an understanding of the expectation of the media. So take control of the interview. Ask the media member, what are you hoping to discuss? What are you hoping to gain from it? What can I do to support your listeners? How long is the interview? And then also, in addition to that, how can I support you and your show? People miss the mark and they'll do an interview, get the link, and then they won't do anything else. So you always, as a business owner, have to think about what's in it for the media, what do they want? And the media wants listeners and they want reach. So if you can tell the media that you're going to keep sharing your interview on social media, it's going to benefit them. And then it's going to create a very relationship that's based on reciprocity instead of the media feeling that you're a taker.
So this is really using the vehicles that are out there. Podcasters and bloggers have needs for content.
Absolutely. And there's a need for content. Everyone wants to grow their social media following. And you need to ask yourself, what am I an expert on? What are the topics that I really know well? So you can elaborate on them. Anytime for any of our clients that we do a media pitch, we ensure that there's a news focus, there's a relevancy focus. And a lot of times I'll actually go to Google to look for trending articles and topics to then use as leverage to give my own honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a national issue that's going on about tax reform or whatever it is, if that's your wheelhouse, it's absolutely appropriate for you to use as leverage and to be like, hey, Will, I'm a local business. Can I come on and talk about how that's going to relate to our region? And that's what's working really well.
All right. Now, this will, in the process of that, the business owner, becomes part of the conversation? This is like having a yard sign or a small billboard, right?
Absolutely. And it's content for you to share with your community. Send it to your email list, put on social media. And here's the thing. Unless, you know, you think of the Better Business Bureau, you think of what Angie's List, I view media as like a stamp of approval. This is a good person. They're an expert. I trust them. Because you have loyal listeners that listen to your show. So having the endorsement and support through media is a huge, huge win for a small business.
So you're building credibility.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I'm thinking, when you mentioned hair salon, I'm thinking of the people who cut my hair. And simply having an interview with one who owns the business, right? Talking about what he does and why it's special and why he's different from other people. Is that right?
I would say that, and then also signs and warning signs. Are, for example, like the importance of ensuring that your hairstylist is certified with the state and why that really matters. Mm-hmm. Like those protection pieces, I think, are really important too. And he could talk about that as well.
All right. So let's move to a little different. We're creating content. Mm-hmm. Now, once we have the content, what would we do with it? Now, apparently, you know, the podcaster, the blogger has his own channels, but what can we as the content provider do once we get the link? Once we get either the blog article or the
podcast? So a couple things. You need to, on your website, start building out a media page that has all of your interviews. You need to ensure you have a monthly plan to share the media links as content with your community. Now, something that's really working well is if it's an audio interview and there's no video, you can actually then put it on YouTube with the logo. Mm-hmm. And two, this is added content that you can share. If a business owner wants to create a learning library, or if they want to create content for the people they coach, they have this amazing arsenal of teachings too. And you can actually then amplify your bio and include where you've been featured on in your bio too. And it goes with you forever.
All right. So we put it on our webpage, mm-hmm. post it on YouTube. Is there a way to distribute it?
What do you mean by distribute?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking of something like email is a way, but Buffer.
Oh, yes. Buffer. So you can have a content plan and use a scheduling tool such as Buffer or Hootsuite to have shared the first Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the media is missing the mark. The other thing that's really cool that I think is important, so I think respect is really important. You need to ask the media if you can create a free offer or opt-in for their community. If that's the case, that's an amazing way for you to create a special offer for their audience to grow your email list. And the other thing is there's a free website called Snip, SNIP.ly, and it allows you to add an opt-in to any blog article or feature that you're in. And it will allow you to grow your email list to continue to service the community.
Okay.
The other thing too that's really cool is anytime you can gamify it or create a contest, that's working well. So we did a TV segment in the LA market for a client. He was on LA TV, and we created a contest. It was a free contest for pet owners. The consumer was pet owners, and in less than 24 hours, we had 200 people join his email list and enter the contest. For a business owner, If you're a new business owner and or you have the time, I would always allow yourself to give away something for free or a free 30-minute strategy call with you, because that's such a valuable service you can provide, and I have seen it work well for clients.
All right. So what now tell me how you position yourself.
I am a top millennial publicist and an activist for good. So that's why my company is Publicity for Good. We focus on anything that's related to consumer education, something that's going to improve our life, whether it's through the food or the technology that we use. And I would say we always highly encourage cause marketing as a part of our clients' media campaign. So if you're going to do press, why not consider giving up proceeds to a local SoCal charity or LA charity, etc. Here's the thing, because if you do that, you then have another person on the line with you. You have that local charity in your market that has 5,000 followers already. It's a win-win. And I think anytime that we can do business that has an impact, it's better for all.
Finding a cause or causes that somebody believes in, right? This is not just a made-up cause.
No, it has to be a registered organization, and it has to be something that you feel comfortable in. You feel comfortable talking about. So it has to be, I would say, a personal experience that you can talk about. I've had clients before, when it comes to media, I think the messaging is important, but it's not as important. So for example, if you're a business owner, and in addition to having your for-profit company, you volunteer for the local American Cancer Society, you lost a spouse to cancer, you can certainly be an advocate to talk about cancer, to raise money for cancer, and have a 30-second mention of your company and still use that press as leverage for your company. Because press allows people to see you, hear you, understand you, and get more of a human understanding of who you are as a person, because we want to do business with people we know way before anything else.
So how much time should let's say a business owner, you know, he's running a $5 to $10 million business. How much time every week should they be spending on something like this? Because now this is different from what PR was 15 years ago, right? 15 years ago, PR was, I'll write it out and then we'll send it out through BizLine or something like that, and out it'll go to all the newspapers, right? Now, this is very different.
So this is different in that it's a combination. We have traditional PR where you're being featured in Entrepreneur and Inc. and Business Media. But now more than ever, getting press for the CEO is really important. That's called thought leadership. Because now more than ever, CEOs are wanting to make changes, are wanting to sell their company, and they need to have a brand that's branded as themselves outside of just being connected to the corporation. A study came out this year that now more than ever, people are focused on thought leadership and creating a personal brand. The other piece of this is content. So ensuring that your website has content. One of my clients has an amazing company that provides organic skincare for new parents. They know what new parents are searching for, so they put organic articles and content on their website that has nothing necessarily to do with the product itself. It's issues that are connected to their consumer, so they can become so much more than the product they sell.
All right. So creating a brand and that brand, as I understand branding, that has to do with the experience that people have. Is that right?
It's the experience. It's who's the company? What's the brand transparency? What's your company policy? How do you treat your employees? Do you walk the talk? Are you an organic company, but do you eat at White Castle every day? Like, company alignment is extremely important. People now are buying online. People now, there's a huge consumer base who isn't loyal to a brand. So there's just a huge market share to capitalize on the world as it's changing.
It wasn't clear about how much time should what kind of time would it make sense for a business owner, $5 to $10 million business, spending how much time a week in interviews or getting in letting somebody interview them for a blog or for a podcast?
So if it's a $5 to $10 million company, I would say that you absolutely need to have an in-house position that's focused on marketing and public relations, and or outsource it to an agency. Because if you're seeking more funding, or if you want to have an exit strategy to sell your company, if you're not investing in marketing and PR, the guy next to you is, and I truly believe that they will outrun you. So it either has to be a full-time position, salary position, 40 hours a week, devoted to the brand and PR and marketing, and or outsourced.
All right. And you would be an outsourced company, right? That they could
Correct.
Use.
Correct.
So when you are beginning with a company, somebody calls up. Let's suppose I call up and I say, Heather, I've heard from this wonderful podcast on the Pilgrim on the 405 that I should be doing more PR and more, you know, getting my particular perspective in the world out. So how can you help me?
So it's first understanding what's your messaging, who's your consumer, what's our messaging to the consumer, what are your business goals for the year, what's your distribution of selling your product, and then from there creating a comprehensive plan around your company, and two, doing a lot on our end, on my end, doing a lot of market analysis to see other companies and trending topics to make you relevant. And then from there, it's an amazing relationship where you just look at your calendar and show up for an interview or call in. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting because a lot of times entrepreneurs and business owners are the only ones doing sales calls or in the trenches. And when you are able to hire a PR agency, you have someone day in and day out advocating for you. So it's mm-hmm. a very synergistic relationship.
Wow. All right. And so if someone were to hire you, what kind of time would they be spending with you?
So the only time is we have a monthly strategy call every month where we review the previous month and then we look ahead at the strategy. That includes the messaging outreach strategy on our end. And then in addition to that, it's just showing up for the interviews.
Uh-huh. How is this different from advertising?
So advertising is paid content, and I would say it's very product-based, and that's sponsored paid content. Now, this is more news and editorial-based, and I feel is more authentic because it's clear and people understand that it's being endorsed. There's a red stamp by the media member. And I do think people are getting tired of ads and sponsored content, that I see a huge push towards more traditional press. And I see so many media companies consolidating, which actually gives business owners so much power because they can start being content writers and write for these amazing media publications on their expertise.
What kind of businesses what are your ideal clients? What do your ideal clients look like?
Yeah, so we work with a lot of CPG companies, so food brands and beverage companies, tech companies, and we've done a lot with authors too. And I would say someone who has built a company that's doing at least $500,000 a year that is now ready to be seen and become a thought leader. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, the reason I'm here in this world is PR and helping people get in the media. So that's why I created Press Demand, which is a PR SaaS company that allows people to do PR themselves, mm-hmm. reach out to all my media contacts, and get all their pitches approved by my team before it goes to the media. So I wanted to really level the playing field and make PR accessible for all. So that's why we created Press Demand.
Press Demand. And this is, it sounds like do-it-yourself PR.
So it's do-it-yourself PR where it's you have a dashboard. So far we have 250 media members on the dashboard on the website. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, you pick the media you want to pitch. You pitch the media. A publicist will approve your pitch before it goes to the media, and the media is on it too. Mm-hmm. So it simplifies things. It gives you the added support of having your pitch approved too.
Now, would this include connections to interviews on blogs and podcasts?
So right now we have 250 media members. We have a Forbes contributor, Huffington Post contributor. We have blogs. We have radio shows. We have podcasts. And I have an aggressive plan to get more media on the platform.
So you want to get the Pilgrim on
and
the
And it's free for the media.
You want to get the Pilgrim on the 405,
yes,
on
I
it,
would
right?
love to. Yes, I do. And here's the benefits too. On our side, I very much value news relevancy. So we're going to have vetted amazing experts that get our stamp of approval to protect the media to ensure you have a guest who truly is who they say they are.
All right. So now, what should somebody be intending to, what kind of budget should somebody prepare for a strong $5 to $10 million company? But what kind of budget should they anticipate for, you know, getting PR done for them?
So generally speaking, if you look at, depending on the deliverables, looking at an LA or New York City agency, you could spend anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000, which I think is a big investment. Most people that we end up working with have worked with the bigger agency, and the results have not been in alignment with what they wanted and yada, 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 which is why I worked for a big agency and left to start my own company to be more affordable to businesses. So for us, we're around $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, what would a business owner expect to get from investing $5,000 to $6,000 a month and spending this time with you?
Sure. So when we work with clients, we create a very black and white plan and goals and what success looks like. When I worked at the ad agency, every week I secured 35 interviews for 3.5 years. So because of that, it makes us very client-focused, client-driven, and obsessed with results. Some of our clients over three months have done 20 interviews, and that's everything from national TV to entrepreneur and focusing on their niche of HR. And I would say too, people feel with us that we're part of their team than just like an outside vendor. We look at the big picture. We want to know, what's your business plan? What products are you launching? Are you planning on, you know, seeking funding? All of those things play into the overall goal of a PR strategy for a company and the CEO.
All right. So let's suppose we have 10 to 20 business owners in a room, and they are, you know, they're not involved with PR right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would be valuable for them if they were going to spend 3 to 4 hours with you? What would be a valuable thing for them to, you know, what could you do with them?
So the first thing I would say is identifying their expert topics that they can talk about that are connected to their brands.
Mm-hmm.
People focus so much on the product they're selling, but you need to figure out what are your expert topics. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is really crafting your bio. A lot of people don't have a bio, and it's extremely important. Now, I think LinkedIn has helped tremendously improve that, but ensuring that you have your bio is extremely important. And then I would also say creating a target list and working with them to create your dream media list. Now, I really promote and preach that you should start local, because here's the thing, if you're a local business, a lot of media outlets in your local city have an affinity for their hometown. So allowing yourself to start local to figure it out and work together on your messaging would be better than you expecting to go right to national media. And two, you want people, when they Google your name, to find you. For 2 years, I graciously accepted every media opportunity, regardless of the size, to share and teach and show value. And because of that, I rank high in Google, and I still get traffic to my old website. And that's the value of just saying, hey, I'm Heather, and I love PR, and I talk about PR. And that's it. So figuring out what you want to talk about and what you want to be known for and just teach and preach and teach and just be will really make you a machine and a force to be reckoned with.
All right. So I have a client who they have it's about a $25 million company. They are a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
But they happen, the CEO is a very powerful visionary, and he's really created a skunk works for the company. Now, he's got a tremendous sense of formal ideas. Mm-hmm. And they do want to become well known in the country for their advanced engineering. What would be valuable for him?
So for him, I think trade publications, industry publications, where buyers are reading and investors, looking at top media that cover engineering and smart cities or whatever his product is for engineering, are really the two areas that I see for him. And I think too, looking at what events are coming up, what can he speak on, etc., are really high profile pieces for him. And the last piece is looking at universities and getting him to give a free lecture about engineering at a local university.
Okay. Well, this has been very, very interesting, Heather. This has been a wonderful experience of hearing from you. And now what would you like to say to business owners in Orange County? Got a microphone. It's all yours. Tell them what you'd like them to do.
So here's the thing. If you are not doing PR, and if PR is not a part of your strategy or business, it's not an option not to do it. So you need to commit to figuring it out and doing it, whether it's you trying it yourself, you trying some podcasts, or if you want a free discovery call, just like talk about what's possible. You have to make that commitment to yourself because times are changing. You need to make sure you have a PR plan, and you need to make sure you have content for your website too. That is much more than the product you're selling.
All right. And again, now if somebody wanted to talk with you, where would you send them?
Yeah. So you can go to publicityforgood. It's all spelled out .com or pressdemand.com. And Press Demand, if you really want to try to do PR yourself, that's a great avenue too. But anyone who just wants to get on the call and brainstorm and talk about strategy, that is my true passion. And I honestly welcome anyone just to have a free call with me.
And how would they get in touch with you?
You can go to publicityforgood.com.
Okay. And there's a place for them to find some time for you, with you?
Correct.
Good. Well, all right. This has been really wonderful. Thank you very much for being with us.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist.